We're going to run out of time, but I did have this on the list to discuss the BOGO when we were going to give away tickets earlier in the show for how many times P.J. Fleck in his post-Nebraska press conference used the word culture, which was 19. Chris writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, hell, you should have had tickets to the next Nebraska football game to give away. Oh, sorry, that's the athletic department that is giving those away. Can we stop calling it a sellout and start referring to it as what I guess a giveaway out? I've got thoughts tomorrow on this. But why are we so obsessed with the sellout streak? I don't think the guy in charge anymore is obsessed with it. He's a businessman who would like to have butts in seats. But I don't think, unlike the previous four, five, six athletic directors at Nebraska, they are kept up at night fearful of, oh my gosh, the sellout streak is going to go by the wayside on my watch. The current guy doesn't do that, and he's already let you know that.
But you don't want to be the guy that it ends on.
Not unless you have a response to it.
And there you go. Trev has a plan all the time.
So the red carpet experience and what they're doing for Purdue is a plan not for 21, but 22, 23, 24. That's what we call a tease. I will explain what I think they're doing. But also, he's somebody who is very cognizant, and he wasn't there, that essentially the sellout streak in Nebraska ended a while ago. He's already let you know that he's not obsessed with it, but a lot of people are obsessed with it. This is kind of a trial balloon, I think, with the buy one, get one ticket because of the price. Remember, there's a lot of people that are involved talking about the future of that stadium, but they're also talking about ticket prices, maybe tiered pricing. This is also a trial balloon. We'll get into this tomorrow, but we do not have tickets to give away as of yet for the Purdue game. Here's another option that Adam would like to add. So if you have three boxes for next year, we had two, but now Adam brings up a good third option. Wasn't it Monty Hall? Let's make a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, or, you can go in the box or...
Wayne Brady?
Yes. That's on at 2:30, I think. I get home and sometimes whatever channel I had on before, I'll turn on the TV and there's Wayne Brady. Everybody still dresses in the wild costumes. But it would be, what do you want behind the curtain or in the box? In this case, let's play three boxes.
The box!
It involves the head coach and his quarterback. Option one, Scott Frost is back as the head coach at Nebraska with a new quarterback. Option two. Oh, actually, I'm changing the rules because I can. There's going to be four options here.
Whoa.
Box number one, you select. Head coach returns, quarterback doesn't. Box number two, head coach returns, quarterback is somewhere else playing college football. Option number four, or option number three, they're both back. Option number four, and hat tip to Adam, Adrian's the quarterback in Nebraska next year with a new head coach. Which box would you select?
Off the top of my head, number two.
So Adrian is somewhere else playing college football.
Mm-hmm.
Scott's back. Adrian's somewhere else playing college football.
I wish him success. I don't, but I'm also not afraid of him going somewhere and hurting me.
Unless he goes to Minnesota and he only plays one game, and that's when Minnesota plays Nebraska. Adam's option is kind of interesting.
He's not going to Noah Vedral us.
You think they would fight to put in a restriction? Playing every game except for that game in Lincoln.
I think Scott appreciates and respects him too much.
When Spencer Rattler is at Nebraska, Lincoln Riley says, "Yeah, I know I probably can't, but I'm going to restrict. You can't play in the game in September."
Hey, be cool, man.
I'm gonna think about this one. This is gonna take me on my drive home.
Adrian quarterback in Nebraska with a brand new head coach. I had not thought about that option. That's in play. That's in play in our little game here. We'll have a Football Friday fiesta to dive through all of these. The Thursday night game and a weekend of football. There are some intriguing NFL games this weekend. And we may have a very, very happy Josh tomorrow if the Braves, with Max Fried on the mound, they close out the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. It just shows you, I'm not making excuses for the Dodgers. And the Dodgers' offense has let them down, and now injuries are starting to pile up. The Dodgers just have really not hit since August. But it shows you the wear and tear of a 162-game season trying to repeat, that the roller coaster you ride with injuries, and I think the Dodgers, every single day battling with the Giants, and those two teams kept going back and forth and winning, and the amount that they won, and the Dodgers could be not in the World Series with 110 wins, regular season and postseason. The wear and tear, Betts had some wear and tear this year. Just shows you how difficult it is in baseball to repeat. That's why it's been so rare in baseball to repeat. Go 162 and then go into a postseason. So that may happen tonight, and Josh would be very happy tomorrow. Boston and Houston will play game 6 tomorrow in Houston, and it's an opportunity for the Astros to close it out and get to the World Series. Houston, Atlanta. I don't know that I heard anybody talk about that before the season began, but it's all about playing your best baseball at the right time of the year.
Just want to take that smug Mary Hart down a peg.
She left early. She left early.
They all did.
God, they're... I wonder when the game gets a little bit later, she's got a couple of people that sit to her left, appear to be a little bit older. Yeah. But how about when she left last night? And it's not the first time she's done in the playoffs, but she's the most recognizable because you're right behind home plate.
Yeah.
Is the people that try and sneak down and sit in her seats, that you will see them for one pitch and then like the ball is hit so the camera goes away from the behind the plate seats and you come back and that person's gone.
Uh-huh.
Ushers are like, nope, that's Mary's seats. Gotta go. Gotta go. We'll go to tomorrow at 10. Football Friday Fiesta will come your way. We'll get into also, Brian Munson will stop by, so we'll get deep into recruiting because Nebraska is active today in junior colleges. But what if name, image, likeness was more in play for Nebraska's recruiting class? Would that even have any bit of an impact? We'll discuss with B. Munson. He'll join us tomorrow, along with all of our regulars. That's coming up when we rejoin you at 10. For Josh, I'm Gary. Big thanks to Jacob Padilla, Robin Washit, Joe Bartle, who, if you missed out on fantasy football, you got a question, JB Fantasy Sports is where you can find Joe. Have a great rest of the day. We're back again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.